Good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks for Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Sanka Price, and I'll be your host until 2 p.m. Our producer this morning is Mr. Dennis Johnson, and his will be the first voice you'll hear when you call us at 434-1790. Of course, you can participate on the WhatsApp at 266-4862. Now, let's get down to brass tacks, and I have a full board of calls. But before I do, this morning I contacted Mr. Carl Pardmore. He's the Public Relations Officer for the Sanitation Service Authority. I wanted to get an update on what was really happening with the garbage situation. Why? I promised, and those who would have listened to me over the last several months, I said, in the new year, I will talk about this in earnest, and I've basically kept to that. I've been noticing in my area, for example, our garbage collection is now every Sunday night or Monday morning. That's how it used to be, and it's gone back being like that. I've also noticed that in a number of the troubled areas that I pass, when I say troubled areas, you know, you see garbage pile up all the time, that it seems to be getting less and less, or sometimes it's non-existent. In other words, things seem to be improving. Of course, there's still problems. And clearly, we have got to do something about those problem areas. But what is worthwhile noting is that there has been an improvement, certainly from where I stand. There has been an improvement. So I contacted Mr. Pardmore, and clearly he obviously has something good to say, because in a quick and a flash, instead of him being on the phone, he rushed down here and said, I'll stay with you for 15 minutes and I'll tell you. Well, Mr. Pardmore, thank you for coming. Good morning.
good morning, Barbados. I should say, happy regathering year. and from the SSA, we extend a happy 2020 to all Barbadians, especially yourself. You're still looking as healthy and strong as I saw you last year.
Thank you. But basically, what I want to find out is how collections are going. Because in my view, in my small view, I'm seeing an improvement. I know for sure that we're not getting as many complaints here on the WhatsApp of areas, but there are still areas that you still see the pileups. But there seems to be an improvement. So can you tell us exactly what is happening in terms of these trucks have been, these new trucks are on the road?
Yes.
What is happening in terms of these collections?
Let's first of all say that we want to commend the mechanical crew, the superintendents and supervisors of different depots, the drivers, the loaders, who would have stayed the course. They have been patient. They've been working around the clock to get the collections back on schedule. So we want to start there, because so often we see the minister, we hear who's the manager, we may even hear who's the PRO, but they're those who work on the ground. And we are happy to report that there has been a significant reduction in the complaints, the reduction probably by even 50%. Because with the new addition, remember over the last 2 months, we've been able to acquire, through the good support of the government, 12 additional trucks. We would have had two of what we call the normal ones that you would see, the gray and the red ones, but then there were 10 of the big white ones. And the big white ones, they can hold in excess of over 12 tons, which is significant. Some can even go up to 15. So we would have been able to see a massive reduction in the complaints. We're not perfect. We're not totally out of the woods yet, but we can see some light. So a lot of the areas are slowly coming from where you would have had the 4 or 5 weeks delay down to 3 weeks. And we're coming down, even this week, we're coming down even to 2, because we want to go back to a level of normalcy where you would get that collection between every 7 to 10 days. That's our aim. Once we get you back in that catchment, we are doing well. Once we get you down there, we can even go back to every 7 days. Now, like I said, people would see new truck signs, but we also have to look at some dynamics playing out there. These big trucks can't go through a lot of the roads, so we still have to strategically place those in some areas. But all in all, a significant reduction, and like I said, knock on wood to all of the staff at the SSA, we want to thank you for your work. And also the members of the public, they have been very cooperative with us, and we want to thank them. Of course, there's some some concerns still, which as the discussion progressed, I would bring up. But yes, a significant reduction in a lot of the areas in and around Barbados.
Mm-hmm. This person on the WhatsApp here is saying, "Good morning, Mr. Price. There's also been a great improvement in the Pori Spring and Spring Farm area." And this other person here is saying, I live in Pleasant View University Drive. Since Christmas, we have been getting weekly collections.
Good. In terms of the first one, yes, there was a time where the north of the island, believe it or not, only had two vehicles servicing the entire north of the island. And the north of the island includes areas like St. Peter, St. Lucie, parts of St. Andrew, you have St. Thomas, parts of St. James. So you would have had some challenges. But we were able, today, we were able to deploy 5 trucks to the north of the island, including Redmond Village, including Turtleback Ridge, Holders Hill, Prior Park, Hopewell, Ashford, Welchman, Welchman Hall area. So to go from 2 to 5, that's tremendous. And that's for the north, where you would have had over the last 6 months some serious complaints coming from the north of the island. So to Michelle Griffith and the staff, do we want to say thank you for your work as well. In terms of the St. Michael area, Monica Warrell King and the crew, we want to thank you as well, St. Michael. You have Mr. Bascom and Ms. Eggyard and those in the south. We also want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. This other WhatsApp is saying, but shouldn't the garbage situation improve if you have more trucks? Can we finally get a schedule from the SSA?
Okay.
Now, this is an area that I have been keeping noise about. Schedule.
Good. Do you realize I was able to read a schedule for the north of the island? Because let's understand, we had a case where sometimes we were down to 11, 12 trucks. So because you have 10 or 12 new ones, it does not automatically mean that you're going back to your full fleet. If you have 35 trucks or even 40, you can service the entire Barbados every week, and you can almost guarantee a fixed schedule. We are tweaking the schedule, and most of the depots are going into the different areas where they would have service once a week, and we're getting close there. But there will be still some issues, because although you have, like today, you have between 25 and 28 trucks, please remember that some of these trucks now are dealing with those areas that would have been hemorrhaging before. Others are going back to their normal routes. Then you also have to look that we're still, like this morning, there are two districts in Barbados where we had to go because vehicles were blocking. So while we left for those areas, we still have to either call the police or beg the residents not to have their vehicles parked there. I know people would say, but if I have a schedule, I would move the thing. But when you look, Sanka, you have a bicycle and plants in your garage. The vehicle can go off the road. You still have those mechanics who are blocking the roads. Then we have a serious case now where a lot of the utility companies, the wires are hanging low. And we are appealing to the utility companies to either raise the wires or if we can run them on the ground. Because then some of our trucks from time to time would clip a wire. Then we have to then either stop from going there because it means it can happen again. Or our guys have to get off and walk long stretch to get the garbage. So we are appealing to, listen, at the end of the day, garbage collection is the concern of all Barbadians. So the utility companies want to work with you. Those who work with MTW, if you have to patch a road, do that before we come through. Think small things like that. We want all Barbadians to understand collection is our concern, and we can get back to that schedule. So every week we are tweaking, and a lot of the areas are getting back there, Sanka. We're aiming between 7 and 10 days. I know the ideal thing is for the 7 days, and we are getting there. Because if last year when I came here to you, I was begging Barbados for support because we were at 15 trucks and even 12. And sometimes we went as far down as 11. To get in the 20s with these new additional trucks, I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And we are working towards a fixed schedule. There is a schedule, but I don't want to come here and say, Sanka, every Wednesday I'm coming to your area, because some of the trucks then have to pull and go to the next area, and we may not get back to you on the day that we're supposed to get to you. Let's say the Wednesday, I may come the Friday. You get what I'm saying? So that is why you're hearing the comment saying we're getting back there, but we're not fully there yet.
But you do recognize that if there's a fixed schedule, Barbadians will be able to know when to put out the garbage and expect it to be collected. And even if it's not collected on a specific day, like in my case, if it's not collected on Sundays, I know that because my garbage is out there, within a few days, it will be collected.
And we agree, and that is what we're working at. But we don't want to tell you, Sanko, right now, expect every Wednesday or every Sunday. That is why you, and I'm glad that you make the comment that if you don't say it this Sunday, you may say it the Monday. Because then now, look at the other dynamics. We had a case where we were short of drivers and short of loaders. Over January and December, we did have interviews, and we want to thank the manager and the board for and the government for approving that. So we were able to bring on some additional relief drivers and loaders. So where you would have had persons on sick leave and persons retiring, we now have what we call job hands and some additional drivers. So yes, we're working on that.
So with these additional drivers, relief drivers and job hands, that means that you'll be able to work on weekends.
That is not for me to say, that's for the ministry board. What I can tell you, from Monday to Friday, because remember, weekends go into that bracket called overtime. I can't speak to that because that's at the level of minister, board, union, manager.
Over your pay grade.
Monday to Friday, we are able to fill a lot of those areas now. So there's a level of normalcy. The weekend is at the discretion of those above me and above you, Sanka. And that is happening. In addition, I would want to bring attention that where, especially in the St. Michael districts, you see a no dumping sign, please respect that. Persons are still dumping by no dumping signs. The Prime Minister was able to organize over 20 skips around the St. Michael area. But a lot of these areas, you're still seeing persons dumping next to the skip instead of in the skip. If you have bulk waste in your area, because the skip drive came about where you had small areas and we wanted to encourage the residents to bring the garbage to the skip. But if you bring, let's say, a whole bed and place in the skip, you're not leaving room for the household waste. If you have bulk, please call our depots and we will arrange a suitable time to remove the bulk. But the skips was merely designed for those residents in small areas. Now, yes, you have some, the gap there by the Globe, you know that road, was it, right? And you have one by the QEH. We encourage you to make use of the skip. But please do not overdo it in terms of the bulk, because then you need to leave that room for the household waste.
That leads us into what Barbadians can do to really assist in keeping this island and to get the island looking clean and nice. I have a problem with this whole idea of, let me put it another way.
Yes.
I really feel that we should be separating our garbage at source. And I heard the Prime Minister suggest that there was going to be some program coming up from the SSA. I don't know if you can speak to that at this time, but really and truly, this is something that we need to do. So please, give us an impression.
The Honorable Ralph Thorne took the initiative. He took the lead, really, last year, where he invited the SSA, it was a Saturday, into his constituency. And he invited representatives from the different areas. We had an interface with them. It was nice. It was amicable. And what we did, we looked at issues of recycling, which includes separation at source. We looked at any challenges the communities were having. And we encourage them to build things like compost, separate garbage, and how we can get the private sector involved. This is what the SSA is rolling out. We're encouraging communities to invite us in so we can sit with you. We have persons at the SSA trained in building compost and separation at source. We even work with Tora Lord, who works out in the Ministry of Environment as well, where we can come and sit with you and show you what is to be done. It takes over $30 million to outfit a new landfill, Sanka. We can't be looking for $30 million every 10 years, every 8 years. If we separate, it's less waste going to the landfill. You can make money from recyclable materials. The plastic, in fact, 98% of what you have in your household can be recycled. And a household of four persons, you should really promote just be generating one bag of garbage, if so much, because if you separate and you call the recyclers, they will come. It's less waste going to the landfill. It saves the government money. That money can be taken to go into other departments of government, including improving infrastructure and different things at the SSA. But we can't be generating so much garbage going to the landfill. So Ralph Torn set the example. We had an outreach in Haynesville. We had an outreach at the University of West Indies, but we want to have more outreach in the communities. So as we look at 2020 and regathering, maybe what can happen, the communities that are coming up can call us in so that they can start the trend and it becomes a lifestyle after the year is finished. So let's not just clean it up for 2020 and ask for more collection or more garbage bins, but let us look at what we can do as a community to separate at source. There is legislation under the Ministry of Health Act that speaks to such things as nuisance, Sanka, where if you allow your lot to be overgrown by bush and it's causing a nuisance to the community, you can be taken before the courts. And we need to look at that. Do we have this piece of land that is just overgrown? What can we do? We have to trim. We have to bait for the rodents. We have to keep our lot clean. If each Barbadian cares their lot, then it leads to a beautiful Barbados. And we want to say that to Barbadians. We have to practice caring our lots. We need to practice more recycling. We need to stop generating so much waste, and it can be done. So the solution is not more trucks. Yes, that's good in this for this moment, but long-term separation at source is the answer to a lot of our environmental issues.
What you're suggesting, though, is this: you're asking people to invite you in.
Yes,
and you know, it is fine, but I got the impression that there was going to be a national program that the SSA was going to be doing.
Well, we have, from our end, we have the Improve Facebook page where we upload a lot of information and tips going. We actually go into the schools every single term and communities on our own. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. We actually work close with the Community Independent Secretariat. We go into communities. But we are saying that outside of what we are doing, because as you know, we are restricted in terms of manpower and resources. There are groups that can invite us in as well and hold our hand. It is, we have to hold each other's hands, Sanka. So yes, we have a program where we go out there and we do our own outreach, but we are also appealing for you to, So Sanka opens a new housing development and the SSA is not aware. That development is prime to practice recycling, and a lot of these new developments can do that. You can do that. I mean, because a simple development of 100 person Sanka, you may be surprised because you will say that SSA is not bringing the truck through there. But the truck now might have to turn back by the community before that new development. And because it's a new development that we now have to add on to our log. And we're saying each new development should have the same way that you have to have a tank. Each new development, it should be mandatory that they should have the garbage bins, which is by law there. And you don't see it. Each new development should have a recycling facility. But don't expect, as we look down the road, that all of these new developments, that you should be getting a regular collection. When if you practice recycling, you're doing your part to save the environment. Sanka, we think that that's the way to go. We endorse the sentiments of the Prime Minister. From the SSA, we are going into the communities and we are capitalizing on programs like yours. And also with the Facebook page, persons engage us there and they have ideas. We've actually taken some ideas and going out and we've met with individual families. Believe it or not, that one family did message us in December, said, look, we have all of this. What can we do? We met with, through the cooperation of the board, we met with Barbados Chamber of Commerce. They're going to look to see how we can make Bridgetown not only green, but litter-free.
Green and clean.
Ah, green and clean. Yeah, okay,
right. Fine. I'll charge you for that.
Yes, of course, cool, no problem. No, because a number of the small streets in Bridgetown, you still have, there's a lot of, they generate so many boxes, Sanka. Mm-hmm. And we're saying collapse the boxes in a way that we can remove them or get into recycling. So maybe in Bridgetown we need a big recycling space. You can take the recyclables there and move it.
Okay. I'm concerned about the bulky waste. Mm-hmm. You said call the depot and you would arrange pickup and that type
yes.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't it be much easier that you can have weekly pickups, scheduled weekly pickups for every parish?
For the beltways?
For the beltways.
Let me give
so
you
in
an
other
example.
Words, I would know that in St. Lucie is every Monday, or St. Lucie, St. Peter is every Monday, and when we come up like that.
Your regular household vehicle is separate than the beltways one. And we do not have the manpower and the equipment to do parish by parish like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the bulk waste team led by Derek Brayton, we still deal with bulk waste in such areas as President Kennedy and the Daily. If we can get those areas under control, then we might be able to extend. He has only, sometimes he has four trucks at his disposal, and this is the open back trucks, plus a Bobcat. So one Bobcat and let's say three trucks for the entire country, we need more. So we have removed the tipping fee. Why can't you, Sank, if you have a truck or a neighbor's truck, take the bulk to Vaucluse? Why can't you do that as well? That's an option. And some persons live very close, but you still want Mr. Brayton and his crew to come to you. When the crew is servicing the prison, we service some schools as well with that bulk race crew. We service a lot of small communities that our vehicles can't get through. So we complement the ordinary work of the SSA. So we would need then to do separate crews and additional trucks to service that. So we think the best way is if you call, let's say you call 535-5038. That's the number for the South. Mr. Brayton, while doing, let's say, a collection at Her Majesty's prison, he would then accommodate you while he's doing that. Like today, he had to go to the law school. So let's say you had made a call for St. John, he would try to accommodate you while he's making that. So that is separate and distinct than the normal vehicles. We can't afford to be putting a lot of metals in our normal vehicle. It's not good. They're not made for that. The compaction is not made for that.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I want to wrap this up shortly. But in the normal waste, normal household waste, don't you think the Sanitation Service Authority should be actually telling Barbadians what they should not be putting in that waste so as not to damage these new trucks?
Let me say, remind them, because we do from time to time and remind them. Look at last week in the Black Rock Road, when the guys compacted a big bag, which we thought was waste, it was a dead dog. Now, that's dangerous. Because when they compacted, then it came out. Luckily for us, it didn't go on the guys. But dead animals, we have our commercial department that removes that at 535-5019. You can call. There is a pet patrol for that. We are seeing people sending a lot of green waste into the back of the vehicles when green waste can go into mulch. And the SBRC also takes green waste and turns it into mulch and is sold again. Not for the back of the truck. We have reminded persons like that. Even if you want to put some of the green waste in the skip over there and you cut it up small, fine, it's there, but not in your normal household stream. So we do accept and we appreciate forums like this where we can share these tips with Barbadians. And from time to time, I can always send you some, Sanka.
That would be good because I think these reminders are necessary because it makes no sense. You have new trucks and then you put stuff in the back of the vehicle that damages it and then it's out of commission for several weeks. I want to take a... Can you take a couple of calls because you're running
okay,
here?
Okay, fine. I'll take two or three, fine.
All right. But this person here from is saying that here you have these new trucks and you said that it can't service the entire island, but Goodland St. Michael could have collection twice a week consistently. Why is that other areas with the increase of 12 trucks can't be serviced in the same way?
No, okay. The size of those trucks, and when persons at Goodland is serviced twice, I always tell them provide the evidence because what they might be saying, a truck services the main road of Black Rock. The big trucks can't go through every area. They're just too big to go through a lot of the smaller areas, and so we've had to redeploy smaller trucks for those areas, and the bigger trucks are servicing where they're big. In Goodland, for instance, we still have an issue where vehicles are parked on both sides of the road, so we have to either send the dumper, a little yellow dumper, or we have to send a smaller truck. So people are saying, but why do you want the big trucks and come into my area? And then in some Goodlands and those areas, the wires are low. We've had cases where we've tipped somebody's fence and had to repair it, where we clipped a utility wire and had to repair it. So we avoid these things. Mm-hmm. Goodland and Grisette, some of those areas when you make the small turn, you have to ride the sidewalk. Now, if we do that consistently, we damage your sidewalk, you're going to send a bill to us. So we have to be reasonable, and the supervisor will go out and check. Yes?
Okay. Another WhatsApp is saying, separation of garbage is indeed possible. In the villages at Coverley, we have two cans, one for the SSA and one for bees, which is collected every Thursday. We recycle plastics, glass, yes, metals, and card, etc., boxes, etc. Therefore, our SSA bins usually have very little.
Yes.
It is possible. We have been doing this since 2012 or 2013.
And that's a good example, Coverley. And we're saying this to other communities as well. As part of community empowerment, get into recycling. It's workable. It makes good sense, both CENTS and SENSE. It makes sense. This is the way to go.
And this other person here, sir, is bare foolishness, and the policy needs to change about working on Saturdays and Sundays. The ones who are adamant that they're not working weekend, give them a package and let them go home and hire new persons to work. Simple. Right? And this other one is saying, am I correct to have heard Mr. Padmore suggest new residential development should not expect a regular garbage collection?
Mrs. Price, you heard what I said. They should get in to recycle. You heard me clearly, you know.
I heard you.
I never said not to expect. I said the way to go. We can't expect the government to be invested in trucks all the time when a truck would mean garbage going to a landfill, which would cost $30 million. If small communities and residential areas, and I'm glad the person from Coverley did write to you, get into separation at source, there is less garbage being generated. And you can actually have a no collection village where it's possible to recycle every single thing, and there's no need for a collection to come through there. It's possible.
All right. This other person is saying, you're making excuses for not having a schedule. And this other one is saying, what I want to know is how the garbage trucks pick up some stuff in Mason Hall Street and leave some in front of the old St. Mary's. In front of the old St. Mary's school smells horrible with a whole set of garbage there. And further up the road, they had a set by a structure and it's gone. How is it really okay to pick up some and not the other set? I was passing there daily for a while now. The stench is awful.
Okay. First of all, the supervisor goes to investigate. There's some stuff that can be picked up by the regular truck, then others that we have to get the bulk truck in. There are other issues where we sometimes have to bring in the Ministry of Health. You see, garbage collection is not just taking up stuff. Because when we investigate garbage and we realize that someone, a company, is causing a nuisance, we call in the Ministry of Health, the health inspectors come in. They also need to see what is there and they have to investigate. Otherwise, we will continue to be supporting a bad habit and a habit that is really going against the good grain of good governance for the environment. A schedule, yes, for the person that commented is ideal, but we also must appreciate that at the source, which is the household, we as Barbadians can do our part, because otherwise we will just be putting up garbage in any way. When we go to the States and we separate with no complaints and we obey.
Mm-hmm. What we want to do is take a couple of calls, and please let it be about garbage, as we have Mr. Padmore here. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air. All right, let's take another one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I didn't call to Mr. Padmore. So can I go on to what I want to say about?
All right, sir, go right ahead.
No disrespect. I will say that I've heard all the controversy about the truck, which to me isn't important. The important is the trucks have arrived. They're starting to clean up. And that is what is important. I would like those who have their political genders to be fair at times. Garbage being taken up, less rock, as more traffic arrives, maybe even maybe NORA. And they think that's what's important. So I'll start this back and forth about the trucks and who bring the trucks and all kind of foolishness. I ain't into that. So this will be associated too. But I don't know when last we passed by the entrance of the Bell Road. I saw there was a cleaner. I had a brief glimpse of it, and I was impressed. What I would like to see is that when that cleanup is finished, that you have at least two, maybe three persons on the site to maintain the site, rather than leave it there to go back into its former state, and then for the jumpers to come and do what they were doing all again. I think that would be a good thing. Not only with that, but all sites that's being cleaned up, and depend on how big the site is, of the amount of people required to maintain the site. And I would suggest that the former Beautified Barbados workers be brought back to do the maintenance on it. I don't think that's a fair fault.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Will you have anything? You have anything to say before I go on?
Alf is smiling because he's suggesting that's above his pay grade to respond to you. But
the cleanup project, that's mm-hmm. really comes under the man. You have to check for like MTW and NCC, the cleanup. It's not SSA direct. Even the removal of that said grass and the buildup, while we appreciate it and while SSA sometimes supports, that is not under the purview of the SSA.
All right. Mr. P, just I want you to put a pin there. Do not go off the line, please. What I'm going to do, because Alf has two more minutes with us, I just want to read a couple of these WhatsApp, get him to quickly respond, then we will then continue the normal program, okay? So don't go away. Please hold. We have here, this person is saying, there has really been a great improvement in the sanitation picking up garbage, so we would like to thank the government and the management of the sanitation for this improvement. That's what the person here is saying.
Thank you.
This other person here is saying to the Pet Patrol. Oh dear, forgive me here.
Pet Patrol, yes. 5355019.
Okay, no. To the Pet Patrol, there is a dead cat at the bus stop at the UWI alongside the Center for Creative Imagination. Can it be removed ASAP? This person wants to know what exactly is green waste.
Green waste is garden waste, that which is generated in your garden. That's what's called green waste. So leaves, shrubs, tree trunks, green waste. Mm-hmm. Even fruits that are decaying, you can actually build a compost, and that actually goes back into the earth, and it's best for the environment. Mm-hmm.
All right, and this other person here is saying people don't care whether a truck is big or small. They only care about the garbage being collected on a regular basis, and that's for you. And then this other one is saying, SSA have to deal with the area from Eagle Hall to Westbury Road Junction. Garbage is being removed today and tomorrow. It appears like no garbage was removed for the area. Sometimes beds, fridges, and other house appliances are placed in those areas that become an eyesore. The area is President Candy Drive,
which is something you mentioned earlier. And we want to appeal to the residents. They must know who are the persons coming. Like, we would clean there this morning and by evening. They must know. I mean, we would have heard that people are paying people to dump their stuff there. That person can be prosecuted under law. Let us know, and we would pass on the relevant information to the police. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we go there with the bulk waste 3-4 days a week. And by evening, we actually did a timer time. We removed it at 9. So I could by 9:50, the truck was down by Kensington. A guy came out with all set of tree trims. I said, somebody put it in the runoff. Because in 50 minutes? Come on. This is not good.
Mm-hmm. And the last question I'll ask you before you have to run away. Mm-hmm. It's a statement. This person is saying the SSA needs to up its PR and education to the general population.
And the answer to that is that we are on television on Tuesdays. We have a Facebook page where we educate and we engage you. You are free to call us and we can come out to you as well. We go to schools every single month throughout Barbados and community. So not that that is where we should stop. And we will be using programs like this one with Sankar more often. So yes, you can expect for 2020 an improvement. And we want to thank all Barbadians for their patience as we seek to improve the environment of Barbados.
All right. Alf, thank you. We take a commercial break. And Mr. Peace, just stay there and we'll come right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. This is Sankar Price with you along with Dennis Johnson. Mr. P, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. And thank you very much for holding.
No problem. Mm-hmm. We have all of these different laws on the statute book. And in my simple mind, I think that laws are made to keep people in check and make sure they do the right thing. Now, as far as the dumping is concerned, we have signs posted at almost all the regular dumping sites, along with the penalties, whether in terms of imprisonment or in terms of financial fines. But whenever you open the paper and you see someone caught for dumping illegally, it's always about cleaning up. What happened about imprisoning them or fining them heavily? Unless they come back as a repeat offender, hit them again, let the clean up the site that they're dirty, and even clean up an additional site. Let them come back again, keep adding a site. If you just keep on telling people do this and do that and not enforcing the laws, nothing is going to change. You have to make examples of people, and not only for a day, make it a continuous 24-hour thing. Make them change your mind. So many people take the newspaper and they read about what happened. That person who normally dumped, you know what I mean? They're going to put this thing in the scale. What is so difficult about enforcement? Why aren't these things enforced? That's the question I'm asking. And who is benefiting from these things not being enforced? I have to add that. It may sound ridiculous by adding it. In relation to what I spoke about yesterday, about the people in Draft Hall.
About the what?
My humble...
About the what? Huh? About, I didn't quite hear that.
What I spoke about yesterday for the lack of transportation for the people
at Draft Hall. I didn't hear yesterday, so I have no clue.
I just want to add something to it. Mm-hmm. I would like the chairman of the Transport Authority and some of his team to take their drive to Draft Hall. To drop all junk, because that's where the problem really lies, and see what those people have to go through. See if you can at least get free permits for that road to help ease the people. Other than that, the next thing that can be done, the society bus on its way to society can divert and go up to drop all junk and come back. But you cannot have people taking that long trek, whether day or night, and it's dangerous whether day or night. Something has to be done about that situation. It's really, really bad. As I said yesterday, I went and I saw it. I did not only go during the day, I went during the night and I saw it. It is a very, very dangerous situation. And it needs to be left out. So whoever is have responsibilities to put in PSVs on the road, please address that problem.
All right, sir.
Have a good 2020. This is the first time I spoke to you for your tank.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Same to you.
All right.
Okay. Take good care. This is Brass Tacks. Good morning. Sankar Price with you along with Dennis Johnson. You're on the air.
Good morning, Sankar.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
It's Glenn. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Good. I'm sorry. I was hoping to have gotten in to ask the question of Mr. Padmore. Mm-hmm. But we can still discuss it because, you know, like you, we've been kindred spirits with this whole question of the sanitation operation. I'm glad to see that. Even in the place I've been, I've seen there's been some improvement in the collection, which is what I would expect. with the new the acquisition of the new trucks. So, but it's happened, and it's a good sight. It's good for the country. A lot of useful information was passed about recycling and et cetera. And I also would like to remember the fact that you and I had also talked about, and I support you in your call for the recycling, the reusing, composting, et cetera. But what we really need, and I think Ralph hinted at it, what we really need is a massive, vigorous, aggressive national education program that will teach you the benefits and the rewards of being clean, what it does to the environment, what the reward of aesthetics, protecting your health, etc., and also the penalties of violation if one violates the rules and the laws, etc. There's no substitute for education. And education, I understand, is soft, gentle, indirect approach that Alf and the SSA does by going to schools and groups and what. But there's a need for a massive, aggressive, up in your face, where you can't avoid it, like what you're seeing now with regathering. Nobody in Barbados who would not have heard or understand what regathering is supposed to be, or what's supposed to do, etc. We need an unapologetic national program that goes from the very beginning, that goes over to teach you, like I said, to recultivate the good habits, put out the bad habits and the penalties of the bad habits. I think that is what we need. The longer we see, if you do that, you will educate every aspect of keeping clean, not only keeping physically clean, but you can throw in the recycling, reusing, composting, and tell people the various options to keep the country clean and healthy and whatnot. I think we need that very, very badly, and until that is done, I think we'll be just, you know, doing it partially and piecemeal and whatnot.
I agree with you totally.
So I hope that is the next thing we see. It should not just be left. I keep saying the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Environment, and that's the okay, those are programs that should not be left just to the SSA report, but that has to be driven nationally. Every time.
Glenn, let me interrupt you here.
Yeah.
I want you to tell us, as Barbadians know, why is it so difficult for ministries and departments within certain ministries to work together to make these things happen? Do they need a specific point person to pull it together? Must the Prime Minister be the one to say, well, look, this got to happen or that got to happen? I mean, common sense dictates that we need, this is what we need, all right? Common sense dictates that. Now, clearly, it just cannot be the SSA. It has to be all those other agencies involved. What, and I'm asking you because obviously for your experience as a minister of government, what stops the pulling together of the key people in these ministries to make these quite obvious things, quite common sense things that are needed to happen? What stops it?
The frank answer is nothing stops it but the people themselves. The ministers have to be aware that this is needed and it can be done and how to do it. Ministers cooperate with each other readily on various matters. But somebody has to have the conscious, the awareness, and be prepared to sit down and somebody has to drive it and manage it and see the process through. It will not happen by itself. Somebody has to make it happen and be passionate enough about it and committed enough to drive the person step on, step there, follow up on it, monitor it, check on your fellow ministers, your departments, to make sure that the program is being adhered to. But it cannot be happening casually. And if certainly when I was a minister, I don't ever remember when after telling me, I want you to do this, I just need to do that. You have to be on top of your game and be aware, be sensitive, because you're part of a team. You just don't look at your little. I used to say that I'd rather be an ordinary member of an outstanding team than be an outstanding member of an ordinary team. You have to be driven and motivated for the whole team. There's certain things that you would notice that your colleague might not notice, but you could mention and then incorporate an action that would bring it to fruition. But like I said, and the departments, and from my experience, I used to organize a lot of stuff into interministerial. They're ready once they are given the management and the guidance and the support, the officers of the public service would readily have, certainly from my experience, I think they're the very same people who come out of the barbarian community, that will respond and make, they will give you suggestions, open your eyes to things that you might not see. But because it's a collective effort, all we need is for a number of ministries to get together, to maybe health, environment, national education, MTW, so it's a coordinated approach. Like for example, I tell you what, I'll say that there's some new developments that spring up that they don't know about. I would think that then there's a new development. And there's a proof that a notice should go to SSA from Town Country Planning so that they can begin to think about how they will factor that into their programming or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you do with you have to do with a new schedule of pickups and whatnot. So I'm saying that kind of interministerial coordination. Mm-hmm. But you have to be aware of the need to make it happen.
Yeah, and this takes it to a wider, your example takes it to even a wider level where a new development, new housing development is going to be taking place. People have applied for it. It has been approved. It will start in 6 months' time, etc. The Water Authority obviously have to be aware.
Of course.
Just like the Light and Power has to be aware.
Of course.
And the utilities company. And the other utility company. So clearly, people need to be talking to each other more. And there needs to be a greater need for some sort of overall plan to how you're going to develop or take developments forward in every single area. And maybe you have to collaborate. Because I think this is what is really needed going forward in terms of managing the little resources that we have. Because you can't have duplication of resources, and we have too much of that as it is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I think I can change gear.
Yeah, no problem.